السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. أمين يا رب العالمين، بارك الله فيكم. سبحان الله، in this month of Dhul Hijjah, a very interesting event happened. The Islam of the uncle of the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم. It was Dhul Hijjah, the fifth year after the prophethood of our beloved صلى الله عليه وسلم. When Abu Jahl one day, passing by the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم, was very vulgar, very disrespectful, and verbally hurt Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah's beloved remained silent. He got up, he went to the masjid. And one freed slave girl belonging to Abdullah bin Judan was living not far from there, from this event, on the Mount Safa. She heard exactly the cruel, harsh words of Abu Jahl. As Hazrat Hamza radiallahu anhu returned from his hunt, he was an ardent hunter. He was known as A'azzu Quraysh, the noblest of Quraysh. She told him what had happened, how Abu Jahl disrespectfully insulted the beloved of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Hazrat Hamza, who wasn't a Muslim yet, but got so upset and went into a fit of rage due to how his nephew was ill-treated. He went straight to the masjid. Abu Jahl, sitting there amongst his cronies, Hazrat Hamza then reprimanded him. Oh, the one who sounds from his backside, Ya Musaffirastini, do you insolently disrespect my nephew when I am upon his faith, wa ana ala dini? And he struck Abu Jahl right there and then with his bow on his head and hurt the head of Abu Jahl. The men of Banu Makhzum got up to charge toward Hazrat Hamza, and Abu Jahl then stopped them, saying, "Leave Abu Umara. I really was harsh and cold and disrespectful towards his nephew." This was because Quraysh knew that Hamza was not one to mess with. But Hazrat Hamza uttered these words, and he then went home and he started deliberating over what actually had went on, what actually happened. He was actually wondering whether he meant what he said. And he remained for a few days in this state until he turned to Allah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala helped him. And subhanallah, he became, what a great sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then he joined Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is none other than the uncle of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Hazrat Hamza bin Abdul Muttalib. Hazrat Hamza's father was Abdul Muttalib bin Hashim bin Abd Manaf al-Qurashi. Hazrat Hamza radiallahu anhu's mother was from the clan of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's mother. So Hazrat Amina was the daughter of Wahab. Hazrat Amina bint Wahab, that is the mother of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the wife of Hazrat Abdullah. Hazrat Hamza radiallahu anhu, whose mother was Hala bint Wuhayb, and Wahab and Wuhayb from the Banu Zuhra clan were brothers. So Hazrat Amina and Hazrat Hala were first cousins. So subhanallah, as Abdul Muttalib got Hazrat Abdullah wedded to Hazrat Amina, it was at the same time he wedded Hala. And his son Abdullah's wife, Hazrat Amina, and his wife gave birth at one and the same time. This is why Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and Hazrat Hamza's age were very, very similar. Not only were their mothers first cousins, and not only were they uncle and nephew, but also Thuwaybah, who breastfed Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, also breastfed Hazrat Hamza, subhanallah. So this is how close was Hazrat Hamza to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah, when Hazrat Hamza embraced Islam, what honor it was for the Muslims, ya Allah. At first he was worried, he was confused. He turned to Allah, oh Allah, put the truth in my heart, enable me to accept it. And we learn, subhanallah, the challenges those who utter the kalima go through, and how Allah Ta'ala helps them. Allah Ta'ala teaches us this through the Sahaba Kiram radiallahu anhum. He embraced Islam out of love and out of defending Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. But then he went into his home and he was confused. He asked Allah's guidance. Allah helped him. So this is what we learn to teach each person. Tell every person about the beauty of Islam. And then encourage each person to turn to Allah. Motivate them to turn to Allah. If you're facing this challenge, speak to the Almighty. Speak to Allah. Speak to the Creator. Ask His guidance. And this is what we learn in Surah Al-Fatiha. اِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ. And how amazing is this dua after praising Allah with the most glorious of praises. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. Maliki Yawm al-Din. إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ. After praising and glorifying Allah in such a manner that Allah loves this praise. Allah responds to his banda as the banda praises Allah with these words in Al-Fatiha, Subhanallah. Then Allah teaches us to make dua that after you've praised me, whatever you ask me is accepted. But Allah teaches us what's the best commodity to ask for, hidayah. But what we learn is not only to be selfish with hidayah, but to ask for the hidayat of humanity. Ihdina. Ya Allah, guide us all. Guide us upon the straight path. Show us what is right. And those who are Muslims, this means, oh Allah, give us more hidayat. And more hidayat. And more hidayat. And take us through the stages of hidayat. Upon the ways of the Anbiya alayhimu salam. Sirat al-ladhina an'amta alayhim. غير المغضوب عليهم. Save us from the ways of those who have incurred thy wrath, and save us from the ways of those who have gone astray. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the hadith of Hazrat Adi ibn Hatim radiallahu anhu explained this refers to مغضوب عليهم, those who knew the truth but still remained in falsehood, referring to the Jews, and those who went astray, referring to the Nasara. This is why the next chapter is like Al-Baqarah and Al-Imran discuss more details of how to invite Jews and Christians to Islam. So Hazrat Hamza's Islam was in Dhul-Hijjah, and not many days thereafter, Subhanallah, was the Islam of another great Sahabi, one of the greatest, Subhanallah. And his Islam was so interesting. What motivated his Islam was none other than his sister, Subhanallah. And that also happened in the month of Dhul-Hijjah. But when he finally came, Allahu Akbar, Hazrat Hamza was already with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Darul Arqam. So when this glorious Sahabi from the Banu Adi clan came, and everyone was worried in Darul Arqam, the first center of Islam, they were worried, it's so and so, Allahu Akbar. Hazrat Hamza said, even though it may be him, let him come. If he wants good, we are to serve him and grant it to him. If not, we will sort him out. This was the bravery of Hazrat Hamza radiallahu anhu. So who was this other great Sahabi of Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam? That's for the next discussion. Wa barakallahu fikum.